Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
I always recommend people follow your passion. And then obviously, if that comes with turning obstacles into an advantage, a competitive edge, I always feel that's worth giving it a shot. If it allows you to do what you like to do in the end, then you know, go for it.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Daredevil. You know what? I need to mention Daredevil. I need to mention Daredevil to you. It's not just a want, it's a need, because you need this. Daredevil, quite simply, defends your home against kick-in burglary attacks. They happen frequently. There are 1.4 million homes that are broken into every year, and a lot of them are done through kick-ins. If you've got a home security system, then props to you. I'm glad you've got that, and that's important. But it doesn't prevent the bad people from kicking in your door, whether it's your front door, your back door, your side door. You need something like the Daredevil, and Daredevil is the best in the business when it comes to providing proof that it works. You can go to daredevil.com and even watch a video with Terry Bradshaw talking about it, and you can see how it works. It's a very simple product to install, but if you're not into that, then you can just hire a handy person and they can install it for you. Very simple. Put it inside the door frame of your front door, your back door, every door you have, and you can defend your home against the kick-in burglary attacks. It's needed. In addition, this is my brother's company, so it's near and dear to my heart. And because it's my brother's company, I'm able to offer you an exclusive discount because he was so kind to do so. You can go when you check out your purchase at daredevil.com, and there's going to be a little field. You enter the word best ever, no space, just one word, best, BESTEVER, and you'll get a 20% discount on your purchase. So go to daredevil.com, go buy it, enter best ever, and secure your home against kick-in burglary attacks. There are so many testimonials on the website. You can read them from police officers, from a woman who is being her house is being attacked from an enraged ex-husband, and the Daredevil defended that attack. He didn't get in. There's like 20 different testimonials from police officers on the Daredevil. Go buy it. Defend your home against burglary kick-in attacks. Go to daredevil.com and enter the word best ever whenever you check out, and you'll get 20% off on your purchase. Best ever listeners, hello, hello, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and this is a show where we cut out all the fluffy stuff. We don't get into it. We only talk about the real estate advice that moves your business forward. We've spoken to all sorts of successful real estate professionals and investors, from Barbara Corcoran to Robert Kiyosaki to Jay Papasan and many others. With us today, we've got Stefan Vogel. Hello, Stefan.
Hello.
Stefan is the owner of Von Dossel Group, which is a boutique firm that specializes in luxury residential real estate in Greater Palm Springs, California. So it's really interesting. He's going to get into it, but from a high level, he started in 2008, and he was doing a lot of transactions on an annual basis. But since then, he's evolved his company so that he's only doing a handful of transactions a year, but just with bigger dollars per transaction. In total, since 2008, he's done about 45 transactions with the gross transaction value of around $24 million. His focus is on renovations and construction projects exclusively in country club areas. We're going to talk to him about that. You can say hi to him at vondossel.com. And with that being said, Stefan, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your focus right now?
Yes, I'm happy to. As you said, I'm located in Rancho Mirage. That's a greater Palm Springs area. And that area is mostly known for the average American for two things, obviously vacation hotspot and a very popular retirement destination. Now, what most people don't know on the first look is that that area has a very strong influence from private country clubs and golf course communities. I think right now we have 124 golf course communities in the whole valley. And if you pick out the cities like Rancho Mirage, La Quinta, Palm Desert, and Indian Wells, there is a handful of country clubs in there that are very, very exclusive. Come season, which starts in November and goes all the way to April and kind of dies out after the Coachella Fest, which probably most listeners know, we have a very diverse group of people out here in those country clubs. There's a lot of high-end executives, so very, very powerful people. And that environment, of course, comes with a certain standard in regards to quality, security, privacy. And working in those areas, you kind of have to fit in, to fit that product. In regards to my background, I've been always into Finnish carpentry. My dad and my granddad was a Finnish carpenter. I grew up in Germany. That's where I got certified as a Finnish carpenter. And I could not wait to get out of that business. I always wanted to do something with real estate and architecture, and had to take a different route. When my parents divorced, I had to take a job and was not able to finish my college. That job actually by accident brought me to the United States. And in 2008, when I received my green card, the market crashed. So I thought that'd be a good idea to, get back into real estate. I started at that time in the Inland Empire, which is mostly Riverside County and San Bernardino County, bought stuff at the auction, turned it into rentals, eventually started flipping little houses. And when the market bottomed out, we were doing projects in Palm Springs, and they just started growing in size until we got a foot in the door in these country clubs. And that's when I realized how much of a passion I still had for that whole design aspect of the job and for the Finnish carpentry. Obviously, in low-end rentals, everything is standardized. There's not much design involved and not much custom material. When we started doing higher-end jobs, that turned very quickly into a sort of a niche, but it's really following that passion, and then it was a very good fit.
With the country clubs, how does your company make money by partnering with them or by revolving your business model around that area?
Well, we're not really partnering with the country clubs. We partner either with investors, developers, or homeowners, and we do obviously jobs on a spec basis, development basis, or also retail basis for homeowners. So every project is a little bit different. What I personally found in the country clubs is that although there is an initial barrier of facilitating projects in country clubs due to restrictions, regulations, background checks, and the whole nine yards in dealing with that environment, when you show up and do the right thing, we actually received a lot of support. So after being in there, seeing what we do, dealing with them on an ongoing basis, now we're getting to the point that we're receiving calls from the management or from the members of the board, making us aware of projects that may come up on the market before they do, or introducing us to homeowners that would be interested in partnering with us or selling the houses. So it kind of it kind of becomes our own networking environment, but obviously on a very small niche basis, but also on a very personal basis. In short, once people get to know you as somebody that shows up and does what they promise to do and performs and does right by the club, obviously, and by the members, they'll support that. And that worked very well.
So you're doing renovations and ground up construction projects within the country club communities in your area. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, we also do projects outside of the country clubs.
But your main focus is on the country club communities, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. You could say so.
What is the financial benefit of taking this narrow approach of really making an emphasis of your business to focus with country clubs? How are you making more money? Is it on a per project basis, or is it just more fulfilling for you? Like, I'm just trying to get the pros and cons. There's some pros and cons for both sides. I just want to hear them from you.
Well, first of all, that was what I always wanted to do. So if I have a choice between doing a higher quantity of smaller projects or taking on these big projects, for some people, they may seem as, big, come with a lot of headaches and obstacles. To me, that was always what I was passionate about. The environment that I grew up in, and just to give you a little bit more background, in Europe, obviously, our cities have a lot longer tradition. They're a lot older. The buildings are a lot older than in the United States. It's such a young country. So where I grew up, in those small cities in Germany, you have these town centers, these old towns with these landmark buildings. So obviously, what do? Eventually, they have to be renovated, but you have to keep the outside facade. So we see a lot of projects that even my dad was involved in on a commercial basis, where they did work for, his company did work for, where you have these old buildings, and then on the inside, they're completely modern. And so that contrast between old and new, I grew up in that environment that always fascinated me. So when we do remodels, these houses have architectural backgrounds, and they've been at their time top of the line. But now they have issues due to the age and due to changes in technology and changes in lifestyle. And applying the same concept that I grew up with, you're bringing in something modern, but you're preserving the history of the house. To me, that has always fascinated me. Well, and then obviously working with a team of designers, architects, and subs that understand that and share that passion to create that end product. To me, this is a very, very fulfilling environment.
So clearly that's first and foremost the most important thing, that it's fulfilling for you.
Yes.
For the best ever listeners who are listening and they're thinking about doing this, because I still want to get a very specific answer to the question that I asked. But I'm glad that you mentioned that fulfillment part, because I wholeheartedly believe that's number one most important thing. If we're fulfilled, then everything else will fall into place, including the money. But I do want to specifically talk about the money, going back to that original question.
Yes.
I asked. So pros with Country Club. Let me ask it this way. Are you making a better profit margin on your deals with the country club group versus the low-end single-family home that you were flipping whenever it was 2009?
Yes.
And so you're making a better profit margin, plus you have more money that's being exchanged because it's a higher dollar value of property, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. With the approach of working with country clubs and kind of getting into the kind of the community, you mentioned you got your foot in the door with the country clubs. How did you do that?
We got hired for a project, and that project was sort of became our calling card, and it was one of these country clubs. We did a renovation for a homeowner. On that project, we have not made a penny until today. Because in that environment, there were a couple of factors that didn't turn out the way we were hoping to. So it was a lesson learned. We ended up, sticking through it, and the turnout of the house itself was very satisfying. I was very happy with where we got with this project. And so it turned out that based on that project, we got a lot of connections to high-end realtors that introduced us to other clubs. We got from within the membership of the club, got introduced to members of other clubs. Same with management. At that level of real estate and country club environment, the people from different country clubs, they know each other, they work with each other, they refer professionals amongst each other. And so really all it took was one project. And of course, it would have been nice to make a paycheck on that job. But you know what? It got us to the level where we wanted to be. And it opened a lot of doors. So I'm grateful that it turned out the way it did.
How did you get involved with that first project? You said you got a call where it was it
no,
a it referral
was,
or?
No, it was actually a client that I did lower end flips for.
Oh.
And, they asked me to do a remodel on their house.
Oh, okay.
Which we did. Now, the house never got sold. And, you know, we at that time, we negotiated a back end profit.
Okay.
But the situation changed. And you know what? At that time, it was okay. It helped me to elevate the business to where I always wanted to be. So it still paid out.
Do you have relationships with the high net worth, fluent country club people outside of your job?
No.
How come?
My wife and I were very passionate about our work, but in our private life, we also live very private. And so I'd like to go in, show up for work, and you know, and when I'm done, I need, you know, like everybody, you want your private space, you want your. And, you know, as nice as the environment in our country clubs is, but for us, that's our work environment. Mm. We want to be professional. You know, there obviously there's a lot of social engagements in those clubs. That's part of the whole lifestyle. And when the social engagements are in any way connected to what we do, then we'll always try to make time and be there. For example, we had actually a member party that the club wanted to host in one of our recently renovated houses. So, you know, obviously we had about 120 members that night in our house, enjoying themselves and meeting their friends. And but obviously it was also done to promote our property. Mm-hmm. So yes, we were asked to go, and so we had a very nice evening and enjoyed our time with the members. But on a lot of the member events, you know, when it's not real estate related, we like to give them their privacy, and so we'll take ours.
Stefan, what's your best real estate investing advice ever?
It goes back to the passion. After being through that, I always recommend people follow your passion. And then obviously, if that comes with learning to overcome obstacles or even turning obstacles into an advantage, a competitive edge, I always feel that's worth giving it a shot. If it allows you to do what you like to do in the end, then you know, go for it.
You mentioned that, or maybe I mentioned, I forget. I know we were talking about this before, so I want to bring it up now, that you were doing a lot of deals at the beginning. Now you're doing just a handful of deals, but higher dollar amounts plus better profits. Do the bigger deals with more dollars take up the proportionate same amount of time that the lower end deals do? And if not, then how do you spend your time doing a handful of deals throughout the year? Does it really take up that much time?
Well, yes and no. So if, let's say, if your goal is to facilitate $1 million of projects, and I'm just using that as a number for, you know, as for example, you do $150,000, $200,000 deals, then the work you're spending on one project on $1 million is probably less than the work you're spending on five deals to have that
right.
Same gross volume. However, that being said, I've never been someone that likes to settle for anything. So why not do 5 or 6 or 10 of these projects a year, and why not push the dollar amount to, you know, $2 to $4 million or $5 million? So now obviously it gets very involved, and this is a full-time job. And it obviously, for me, if I end up spending my day out on construction site or in meetings, then I have no problem working through the night to catch up with my paperwork. it is what I wanted to do. So, you know, when you ask for something and you get it, then you just do what needs to be done. But if you're only looking for one project, then back to your question, as far as the total time spent on that project, a lot of times with small deals, you have to deal with the city. You have certain waiting periods when you submit plans. Now, if you're doing that on five small deals or one big deal, the waiting time is the same. So you're spending the same amount of effort to get the larger project done during the preparation phase. In the execution phase, things get a little different. On the execution phase, you work with standardized material in a lower end home. You probably don't have to spend as much time for supervision. Now, on our jobs, the supervision in the finish phase gets very intense, and that's where most mistakes easily happen. Where, especially for me, I'm very picky with details. That's just where I have to be every day to make sure that things are done right. And that's where most time gets absorbed by the project, really in the end, in the finish stage.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
All right. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. If you're looking for new multi-unit investment options in stable, top-notch markets, then turn to Fourplex Investment Group at fig.us. That's FIG.us. FIG specializes in new construction multi-units and managed communities perfectly suited for A-caliber investors. Go to fig.us. Stefan, what's the best ever book you've read?
My all-time favorites are Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki and Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
They usually come when things go wrong. And the lesson is you keep going and keep learning and keep pushing through.
Best ever deal you've done?
That was actually my first high-end deal that got me into the luxury real estate business.
Best ever way you like to give back?
By doing what I do. Because there's obviously there's a whole team of people involved, and seeing how the team that works with me that grows from project to project, and you know, sharing our vision of where we want to take the company, where we want to take the projects. It got quite a few people, very talented people out here in the Valley, excited, not only about the individual project, but about the whole path, and you know, seeing, enabling my team to walk that path with me. Has been a fun experience and very rewarding. I see how everybody's growing and how everybody's working really hard to become better and better in what they do. And this is a good environment.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
To wait and see. In the very beginning, I was very cautious. When I started real estate in Europe is nothing like real estate in the United States. And then on top of that, we're in California, so things are different than in other states. To me, it took a while until I learned about the environment here. And so I passed on a lot of deals that I should have not passed on. And every time I waited too long or I didn't react right away, that's when I didn't make money, lost precious time in the market cycle. But in the end, you learn and you go forward, right?
That's right.
That's what it is. But usually not acting and just waiting for things to change, because they just don't change by themselves unless you make them change. That's the biggest mistake.
What's the best ever place the best ever listeners can reach you?
Email, probably the easiest, or through the website.
Okay. What's your email?
My email is Stefan, Stefan, at vondassel.com. And Von Dassel, that's our URL, VONDASSEL.com.
All right. Well, Stefan, thank you for being on the show and sharing your advice and your story with the best ever listeners, and how you have evolved your business from a whole lot of flips and wholesale stuff to now a handful of multi-million dollar deals on an annual basis. Your focus of getting in with country clubs and growing that network and that focus of your business, and the business reasons why first and foremost, it's fulfilling, and I'm with you on that for you personally, because we've got to find what fulfills us. We've got to find what moves us, what we care about. Then from a business standpoint, it is more profitable. You have a higher profit margin as well as you're dealing with more dollars. So it surely makes sense from a business standpoint. Surprised me that outside of, you know, the business thing, you don't kind of continue to build relationships with them. But you did mention that for social engagements that are connected to your business, and you certainly attend those. And I love, my gosh, that you had the member party and a renovated house that you did. I mean, how cool of a business card is that? Oh yeah, you like this place? Well, I did this. So, I mean, that's just perfect. So, it's really, really interesting hearing your story. Really appreciate you being on the show, and hope you have the best ever week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
If you're looking for new multi-unit investment options in stable, top-notch markets, then turn to Fourplex Investment Group at fig.us. That's FIG.US. FIG specializes in new construction multi-units and managed communities perfectly suited for A-caliber investors. Go to fig.us.